Bonjour et bienvenue sur la radio du cinéma. Je suis enchantée de recevoir au micro Dave Lou, le executive producer de Everyday After. Alors, juste pour la communauté francophone, sachez que executive producer, cela signifie en fait non producteur exécutif, mais plutôt producteur délégué. Bonjour Dave.
Bonjour.
So how do you feel about Everyday After being programmed at the Holly Shorts Film Festival?
I'm so excited and I feel very honored to be able to show our film to the world. Because our film is essentially about a young Filipino boy who's born with a cleft lip and palate, which is a severe birth difference. He's born essentially with a hole in his face, and our story is about how he goes through the journey of having surgery, and it's largely because of his sister and the love of his sister that he's able to have the surgery. And the film is very personal to me because I am also a cleft lip and palate person. So I was born with a hole in the center of my face. And my hope is that our film can help change the narrative around the way we look at people with facial differences. Today in Hollywood, facial difference people are usually used as the villain or as a social pariah. And my hope is that our film can really humanize the way we look at people with facial differences. In many ways, the way that we used to have negative tropes about women or people of color, I would like to see the same change as it relates to people with facial differences.
Health is so important, especially in these unconditional times. What do you expect in particular for the international, or may I say the French or Francophone audience, to pick away from your film?
I would like them to be, frankly, start off a little bit more empathetic about people with facial differences, because a lot of films in America and in Europe usually have a villain as a person with a scar or some kind of facial difference. And that has deep psychological damaging effect for young people who are born with a facial difference and then see on the screen a serial killer or a pariah, a social outcast. And so I think first and foremost, I just want to build awareness around these negative tropes, these negative storylines that a lot of media people use. And then long term, I'd like to call attention to the healthcare challenges of these people. I am one of them. And so things related to not only the surgery that they have when they're younger, but all of the psychosocial and additional surgeries that one has to have throughout their life. And if people are inclined, they can obviously support and donate towards those causes.
Dave, félicitations, c'était pour la radio du cinéma.